seconds.
Where are you?
choked with. Yes, I had enough, so open up and lift the gates. Redemption coming like a runaway truck.
As a human again. To follow over here. Wow. Whew. What's difficult is when you talk, so you put things into, whenever you speak, just in general, you make limitations. You're limiting when you speak. That's why music is so powerful, because even music in a certain way is limiting, but it's much less limiting to words. Because words sometimes very deep, when you have very deep emotions or feelings about something, you can't express it. It's hard to express. That's one of the reasons why when people are with someone who they're uncomfortable with, so they talk. You talk sometimes, right? When you're driving in a car, I mean, now you don't really have to. You could just stay on your phone and everybody stays on their phone. But there used to be a time where you would be forced, to have a conversation or to get rid of the uncomfortable silence. But when you love someone and you're deeply close to someone, and you have deep feelings, you don't really have to say anything. What are you going to say? What's already, how could you possibly express? Because once you begin expressing, you already start losing that which you want to express. The second you begin to express, Ilufinu Malei Shira Kayom, as we say every Shabbos, Ilufinu Malei Shira Kayom, Lushanenu Rina Kamangalov, right? Ein Anachu Maspikim, Lahoidus Lacha, how can we possibly, right? The Gemara talks about that. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, we're thanking Hashem. Right, it's a chiddush actually that we say mehulu batishpachos. I think the Gra says that you're praised with your praise, with the praises, because usually when you praise someone, you're taking away from them. You're taking away when you start praising someone. You're this, you're that, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. You're limiting, which is ironic what I'm going to speak about a little bit today. Yeah.
Except when you say.
Yeah, when you say I love you, like Rabbi Lazarus saying. But even when you say I love you, not to argue with Rabbi Lazarus, but even when a person says I love you, so in a certain way, right, you're limiting what that connection, that deep connection that you have. So the reason I was just saying that is because as we're sitting here listening to these beautiful, I don't even want to say it, songs, these beautiful tefillos, these yearnings, These feelings, there's the emotions and the neshama. So I the same a little bit. I have a lot that I want to share as well, and I'm gonna do the best I can to put it into. That's the beauty of Torah, by the way. The beauty of Torah is when you say Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shamayim V'Esa Aretz. When a person just says those words, as the Chavetz Chaim, I said it by Kiddush. The Chavetz Chaim says that Torah Hashem Temima, that with all of the books over here, with all of the Svarim, with all the Torah Shebaal Peh, with all the learning that we're trying to understand about Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, and now we're going to talk a little bit about Eliezer, Eved Avram, what that means, Eliezer, Eved Avram. We haven't even scratched the surface of the beauty. The beauty of a yid, the beauty of Torah. Could you describe? One of the tzaddikim said, "Could you tell a guy how holy a Jew is? Could you describe to a guy how holy a Jew is?" So one of the tzaddikim said, "Could I? You can't describe to a yid how holy a yid is. Let alone you're going to tell a guy how holy a Jew is. You can't even tell a Jew." A yid, how holy a yid is, what a yid is, yidin, that's why it's so beautiful, right? So holy, so pure, so precious. A person what? He says, oh, but I did averis, but I've done this wrong, but I've done that wrong. Elokai, neshama, shenasata bi, tahira hi, you're still beautiful. What you think when your little baby is going to make in his diaper or her diaper, you're going to love them less? Yeah, it might be annoying to change the diaper, but it's the most beautiful thing in the world to change your child's diaper. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to have a child, to change a child's diaper. I wish on all of you that Amir Tashem, you'll have to get Purell, and you'll have all that stuff from changing your baby's diaper. Amen is right. There's no more beautiful thing. So let me ask you a question. You don't think Hashem loves changing our diaper? So you messed up. So what do? You say, Hashem, could you please change my diaper? No problem, of course. That's what I'm here for. That's what a parent is there for. Right? As opposed to, they say in this last week's parsha, they say Yishmael, they say Hagar is a very bad example as a mother. Hagar left Yishmael. They say, you don't leave your child because it's too uncomfortable. That's not, a yid doesn't do that. A yid is is enough. Look at the trauma they created. Okay, we're not going to get into that, right? That's the trauma of Yishmael, right? They're always screaming. They're always making noise. They're still screaming. At 4 in the morning, you could hear them screaming. Okay, it's not for now. Not for now. I just want to talk about one point, which is so important. It's a little bit deep what I'm going to talk about, but it's so, so, so important. Yossel Yudin. Wow, what a... giving everybody a warning. Watch out for that guy because he is on fire. Watch out. What did you do? Exactly. What did you do? What did you do? You're being you. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're tapping into you. When I see, I love when I see one of the chevra is really beginning to tap in. You start, when a guy starts tapping into themselves together with Torah, watch out. That's all I have to say. Watch out. It's fire. It's dangerous. Dangerous in a good way, dangerous. So Yussel's asking, you know, what's today's topic? So Baruch Hashem, I've been thinking about this because of Eliezer, and I want to share. It's a very complex, hopefully I'll give it over. Hashem, help me give it over well, because it's a real, it's very, very important. It's based on a medrash. It's not time to go through the whole medrash. Maybe for someone, if you want to see that, the medrash. Eliezer is called, Eliezer is a very interesting character. Eliezer is from Canaan. Canaan is, we don't like Canaan as bad. Avram says, I don't want to take my daughter-in-law, my future of Klal Yisrael, who's Rivka, who's coming up this week's Parsha, from Canaan. Eliezer is Canaan. Why is Canaan bad? Because we know that Arur, Canaan. Canaan is cursed. Canaan is cursed. He's cursed. Avram and the Jewish people were blessed. So we don't mix blessing with curse. Listen to this medrash, and then I want to share with you the depth of this. And this is from the Tzaddikim. This is not my own pshat. Eved Maskil. Eliezer is called a smart Eved, an intelligent servant. Uma Haskalasai. Why is he so intelligent? So he says like this. Omar Kvar Kililasai Shalaisa Ish Biyadai. Eliezer says, I'm already cursed. I'm cursed. I'm not able to get to a certain level. I'm not able to. I'm not able to. And the Mefarshim talk about, what does that mean? Why couldn't, at the end of the day, in a certain way, he gets out of it, but he's limited. The know your limitations. That's Eliezer. Eliezer says, perhaps Kushite, Kushi Echad, Obarba Echad, Yishtabid bi. Is going to come and enslave me. Meaning, I know I'm supposed to be a slave. Canaan knows they're supposed to be a slave. They're not going to be kings. Avram's a king. Yitzchak's a king. Viatem, right? Mamleches, Koyhanim. We're the Jewish people. Know who you are. Know your greatness. But knowing your greatness is also knowing, and this we see from Eliezer, is knowing your limitations. Sounds like a paradox. But if I'm so great, how can I know my limitations? Because Eliezer says, my limitation is I know I'm supposed to be a slave. In my DNA, makeup, I know I'm supposed to be a slave. So a smart slave says, okay, so who am I going to be a slave by? He says, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a slave by Abraham. I'm going to hang out with Avram. That is why he's called Eved Maskil. And let me explain for all of us. What does that mean? That's the Medrash, Ayin Sham, and Samach. All the Sfasemis talks a lot about this. Sfasemis talks a lot. A lot of the Tzaddikim talk a lot about what is the Haskalasai, what is the smartness of Eliezer, and how does it affect us? It affects us because one of the biggest problems that we have, it always happens like this, I mamash get hugs and kisses. Tzvi, we mamash just learned this piece. Tzvi Singer, everybody. Tzvi Singer. You know what, get me quickly, the secrets are on. I'm going to share it. Get that. This is so key. What happens is your greatness, I'm gonna share the lashon that Rav Nachman, that Rav Nassin actually brings. Right, Sichas Aran is from Rav Nassin, and he brings around. I just mamish learned it now. I was planning on, thank you so much. I was planning on saying this anyway, but listen to this. Mamish, a hug and a kiss, thank you, Tzvi. A hug and a kiss from Hashem. What is the hug and a kiss? The hug and a kiss is like this. To know, people think in order to be great, you need to be able to do everything and anything that you can do. That's not true. That's not true. Greatness is when you realize that I have limitations. You accept your limitations. You accept your strengths with your limitations. Because if you don't know your strengths, then you don't know your limitations. Because nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Everybody has your weaknesses and your strengths. And the more you're tuned in to what your weaknesses are, the more that will bring out what your strengths are. The more you know your limitations. Some people think, oh, they could go ahead and they're, right? Let's talk. It's always easy to talk a basketball muscle. If you're not big and post up and strong, but you're quick and you're this, so why are you in the middle? Why are you in the middle trying to hog up the middle? Play the position that you know that you're good at. Am I an introvert? Am I an extrovert? Am I good at Bikias? Am I good at Ian? Do I love Chassidus? Do I love Musser? Do I love, what is it that I love? What is it that I'm limited by? What am I not so good at? What is it that I'm fighting? As Rav Nachman says, I'll get to you in a second. Who just picked up? Yeah, Yassel, 1 second. Inyan ha-machshavas ha-bulbulim shemebalbum la-adam binyan zeh. He says, it's enough when I have my bad thoughts that come in. We all have bad, negative thoughts that sometimes haunt us. So the tzaddik tells us, it's enough that I have my bad thoughts. Don't put upon yourself bad thoughts about your bad thoughts. That's what the tzaddik tells us. It's enough that I have my negativity. But at least understand, okay, so maybe I am limited. Maybe my mother did act to me a certain way, and that created a certain reality. Maybe my father is a certain way with me, and that's why I act a certain way. And I might be limited. I might be limited. The second you accept your limitations, which, by the way, Agav is who? Is Yitzchak Avinu. Avram is Chesed. Avram is, I can accomplish and I can do everything. I can go anywhere. Yitzchak is the one that what? Is just staying within his boundaries. Staying within. Ezeu Chacham Hamakir Es Mekoymoy. Who is a wise man? A wise man is someone who recognizes who I am. Who I am and what my strengths are. Are my strengths with people? And my strength, is my strength my IQ, or is my strength my EQ? And when the EQ, which means emotional intelligence, some people naturally, just that you know about yourselves, some people naturally are good with other people. They have EQ, which means emotional intelligence. Some people are great with their brains, and they're not so good with people. Now, that doesn't mean I can't work on being better with people. But your strength is to realize where it is that I'm limited. Some people have big, big taivas. Big taivas. Big taivas. And they're mabalbal themselves. And they say, I don't want to be that guy who has these big taivas. I want to be somebody else. No. Know that you might really suffer from having big, big desires. Somebody might be really, really extra lazy. Might be extra, extra lazy. And I wish I didn't have that extra laziness, whatever it might be. Instead of fighting the fact that you have that laziness, say maybe it is that I'm very, very lazy. I'm angry. Some people have anger, sadness. We'll talk about one of these days the difference between anger and sadness. Pashup Shat is anger is sadness turned outside, and sadness is anger towards inside. So if you have anger problems, you're not in touch a lot of times with your hurt that you have. If you get angry at people, it's really that you're hurt. You're hurt. And if you're sad, maybe you're afraid to express that you're really angry. It's hard for you to accept the fact. But know who you are. Know your limitation. Because the second you accept your limitations in a certain way, that's when you can actually break out of your limitations. Because Eliezer understood very clearly. He's called in the Torah. He's the Moishel B'chol Asher Loi. He's the ruler. He's the opposite. HaMoishel B'chol Asher Loi. Talking about Avram Avinu. Avdai. We're sitting here in 2025 talking about Eliezer. Talking about Eliezer. Eliezer was someone that the Gemara brings down. Chazal say that he went into heaven. He didn't have a chet. He's somebody who perfected his limitations. When you perfect, you know, one of the things that I love and respect very much about people who accept their addictions is that they accept, a lot of people, part of their denials are, no, I'm not an addict. I don't want to call myself an addict. Sometimes your power comes when you actually accept the fact that you actually might have an addiction. So what's wrong if I have an addiction? So why does that make me worse if I have an addiction? So I have limitations. So I can't go into a bar. So I can't have one shot. Some people wish, some people can handle having one shot, having two shots. Some people can handle that. Some people, they have one shot, it's over. When it comes to gambling, some people have problems with gambling. You can't open, I don't know how it works on online, where you can't even do a Sunday football game. Know why? Because for you, it'll wreck you. That's understanding your limitations. Some guys can't go to town. Some people don't know how to drink. You can't drink. It just have many times when I talk to guys who are struggling with drinking, I say, I bedavka tell them, come Friday night, have one cup of wine, have two cups of wine. Why do you have to get drunk? Oh, I can't. Limit? That's not limited. And you're Hashemi, the world that it's here for us to enjoy. The person who doesn't recognize his limitations is a person who has trouble really creating and living the life that he truly wants to live without limitations. He thinks you could have everything. The person who is Yitzchak, know what the irony is? I'll get to your questions in a second. Ezel Gibor Hakoivish Es Yitzro. You hear this? What does that mean? Who's the strong man? Who's the conqueror? The conqueror. When you conquer, when you think of conquering, what do you think about? Conquering is I'm unlimited. I could conquer. I could do anything I want. The conqueror is told limitations. Limitations. Learn how to go to sleep earlier. So you say, well, what do you mean? I don't want to be limited. I don't want to be limited. Learn to say, I'm not going to use my phone. I don't want to be limited. How crazy, I'm not calling anyone crazy. Think about it. Maybe you'll be able to bring out all of your strengths even more if you get a good night's sleep. Even more if you don't go on your phone. Even more if you limit yourself. You limit yourself and say, you know what? I can't do that right now. I can't do that right now. I am not. That guy next to me might be able to do it. He might be able to go out and party, and then the next week he could come and he can learn and it doesn't affect him. To me, it affects me. I'm too sensitive, quote unquote. No, you're right. You're not. You're perfect just the way you are in your limitation. I don't even want to call it limitation. Go, Yussel, go, Bensi, and then we'll wrap up. I hope I'm expressing it well enough.
When do I draw the line between here and like, I should stop like going further in that topic versus whether it's, I should just keep trying.
Right, so I love that question. I don't know if I'm understanding 100% of, but what I think you're saying is I've never seen someone who does a little bit, who doesn't get hungry to do more. Which means sometimes when we take on too much and we want to be unlimited with something, We push ourselves too much to be. You do a little. Let me ask you a question. I wasn't able to staple it. Found the staple. You already. You spent today. You're already in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, right? Already the second parak. Right? How much time have you put in? Starting. I want everyone to hear this. This is a chizuk. How much time did you put in the beginning that we spoke about for how much to put into Pirkei Avos? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Yeah. Are you less hungry or hungrier for Pirkei Avos now?
Right. But
No. Answer the question first. Yeah. No. Are you less hungry or hungrier?
It's nice. It's good.
Do you? Are you hungry? Are you? You could say no. I'm not.
No. I like Pirkei Avos.
Are you more hungry? Are you more hungry for it?
Yeah,
even though you're limiting yourself. If I told you to learn 3 hours of Pirkei Avos,
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. But when we limit ourselves, when we limit ourselves and we tell ourselves, I'm limiting myself, I'm putting myself and I'm being honest with where I'm at and what I can do and who I am, then maybe that's when I really explode. That's when I, you know, I wanted to talk about it. It's not the forum for now. I'd like to learn from Bensi and from the Chevra and the guys who play guitar. Guitar, to me, I never played guitar. I could do a little something. Guitar, to me, seems very limiting. That's why I love when I see Yosef Gordimer. Mirtz Hashem, we'll see Yosef when he gets on the guitar. Because, like, I feel like it's, like, very, like, the chords, and you have to, it's tight. But when you know how to limit yourself properly, I don't know if I'm saying the right metaphor for all the musicians here, then you could play anything in the world. And you sort of are able to do anything. When you limit yourself and you know the chords, if you have someone pick up a guitar and just go, they don't know what they're doing. Or you say, no. Your pinky has to go over here. Your middle finger has to go over here. You have to hold it like this. You have to strum it like this. And you give yourself those limitations. Suddenly you play the most beautiful song in the world.
So it's not like referring to like limiting yourself and maybe you're just like not good at something, so you just shouldn't pursue that further at all. You're just talking about like not doing things too much.
Say that again. I want to be more clear. Say that again.
By limiting yourself... By limiting yourself, you should...
I'm not saying limiting yourself. I'm saying knowing what... Knowing your limits. Knowing... Ezel chacham amakiris makomo. Know what you're good at. Know what you're not good at. Know that I might be limited in certain areas and I need limitations. Eliezer knew that he's a slave. If he would have ran out of being a slave... He'd end up being a slave for somebody else. He knew what his... You think he was happy to call himself a slave? I know I'm a slave. I know what I got to do. I know what my issue is. I know where I'm limited. Maybe I am limited that I have to... That my phone is what's destroying me. I know that this friend... So you're going to say, oh, I got to work on that. Yeah, you do have to work on that. Maybe you have to move out of that room. Maybe you can't be friendly with that guy. I'm limited. I'm not able to say no. When I'm with the chevra, when I'm with the guys, and everyone's doing something, I am weak. I'm a people pleaser. So that shows that, okay, maybe I'm limited. I'm not able to say no. I'm not able. That's knowing your limitations. And once a person taps into that, then he becomes free. Then you become unlimited. Then you become unlimited. You know why? Because then you're in full... control. One of the words that I love for addiction is in Hebrew, because addiction in Hebrew is called your machur, which means your soul. That means you're actually a slave. The guy who thinks, oh, I could do everything. I could go here. I could go there. I could stay up late, get up early. I could do this. I could stand up to this. I could do this. That guy might be more of a slave than a guy who says, you know what? I actually know that I need more sleep than I'm getting. I know that I gotta stop hanging out with those friends. I know that social media is a killer for me. I know that this is my Achilles. This is my kryptonite. Okay, Bensi, and then we'll learn a Hilchos Lashon Hara. You good?
Yeah, I was just curious. Like, once you know your strengths and your limitations, how do you apply that to like your mission in this world? Because you don't really know your mission, but like, I'm making this up, but the things that you are given naturally that plays into like what you should do.
The tzaddikim tell us, and thank you, Bensi. Thank you, Bensi. Thank you, Yachol. Thank you, guys. We're going to end off with this, Avram. If you can get a lehilchos lashon hara, someone get one ready, because we got to really be mechazik me that I'd like to do the halachas a little bit more than we're doing them, a little bit more clear. I want to end off with this, what Bensi's asking. I know this from the tzaddikim, that from the svarim I could show someone. Yeah, we got it, Zev. Thank you. That the tzaddikim tell us, Bensi's asking a great question. How do I know what my mission in life is? Great question. I'm not going to answer it in 1 second. But what the tzaddikim tell us is, they say, what is it that you're very, very weak at? And that is a clear limitation that you see that you have? What is there something that is obvious, whether it's your self-esteem, whether it's being a people pleaser, whether it's this outlet, this escapism that I have, whether it's this taiva that is clear that this is my limitation, I'm like, it takes over me. That's one of the things that you know you got to deal with. The other thing, and that's part of your mission in life, you got to deal with that. The other thing is when you know your strengths, that you're good at something. And they both go hand in hand. They both go so hand in hand. The more you're able to accept where you're limited, the more doors will start opening up to you. I know for myself, I could just share myself. I'm just using a very simple example of some people can relate to this or not, whether it's learning in very slowly or learning up and learning and covering ground. I'm talking about in learning. And in yeshivas, a lot of times they push the value of somebody who's a Talmud Chacham or a Melus Batoira is learning and learning slow and slow and slow. And I remember when I accepted the fact that I don't enjoy that as much as I enjoy learning up a little bit, then till then, I felt that I was locked up till I said, you know what, maybe I don't like the Ian so much. I'm going to learn up more and more. That's when I started opening up myself and my learning. So your mission will come as a result, Bensi, and all of us, will come as a result of you learning where might I be limited. Maybe I'm too stuck. Maybe I'm going to say a very simple limitation. Sometimes people care way too much and they need the approval from their parents for everything. Now that's not a bad thing. It just means maybe I'm afraid to live the life that I want to live because I'm so busy and that limits me. Maybe I need my Rebbe. Some people have this also. Maybe I need my Rebbe to tell me every little thing. And I'm not learning myself how to fish. I need him to bring me a fish. A fish. Maybe. Now that doesn't mean that I'm not a great Talmud. It just might mean that I might be limited in that area, so I have to learn about that. Okay, let's learn some Hilchos Lashon Hara. Somebody.
Yeah, just before we start, I want to give a massive happy birthday to Yehuda Tiber.
Yeah!
Happy birthday to you.
Example, you are part of a school meeting that is voting if a teacher should be fired or not. The outcome of the vote is that she should be fired. The halacha is that you are not allowed to tell the teacher who voted against her. It is even forbidden to tell her, I voted in your favor. Why? Because by process of elimination, she might figure out who voted against her. Thus, ill feelings will emerge.
Thank you. Light up tomorrow with today. Woo! Have a great first day of the rest of your life.